It might be that we sort of think, oh, yes, Son of God, I know what that means. It means Jesus is God's son, God's his dad, right? Isn't it that simple? Actually, there's a little bit more to it than that. So, Jesus isn't the only person in the Bible who is called the Son of God. The first person who we meet in the Bible who gets called Son of God is Adam. So what I need is a volunteer who's capable of blowing up a balloon. That's not difficult, is it? Come on, somebody. Yes, Dan Viner, right, come to the front. Just as God breathed life into Adam, well, not just as, but a bit similar, Dan Viner is going to breathe life into this balloon. Okay? Now, whilst Dan's doing that, let me ask you a question. Do you think Adam lived up to the name Son of God in the way that he lived, the things he did? Did he live up to the name? No. Okay, so Dan, if you want to just point this at the kids and let it go. Adam, he disobeyed God. He didn't live up to the name. Then later on, thanks Dan, that's great, you can go sit down. Good job. Later in the Bible, God calls the entire nation of Israel, the Jewish nation who he chooses, he calls them his son of God. So we need another volunteer who can blow up this balloon. Anybody feeling like they've got the lungs for it?
Here he comes,
Lucas? I'll tell you what, you can let it go rather than blowing up. Perhaps your mum will blow it up for you. Here you go, she's good at this. Right, whilst Lainey blows up this balloon, can anybody tell me, do you think that the nation of Israel lived up to the name Son of God? What do we reckon?
No,
they didn't. No, they disobeyed God. So we can let it go, can't we, Lucas?
Woo!
Whoa! Fantastic. Okay, so maybe if we read on in the Bible, we'll find another Son of God, the one that lives up to the name. Well, the next person we come across who gets called Son of God is Israel's king, David. So, another volunteer? Anybody? Oh, yeah, Bernard, good lad. Right, okay. Jamie, do you want to come out to the front and you can let it go if Bernard hands it to you? Right, so, David. Do you think David lived up to the name Son of God?
Sometimes
is about as good as we're going to get, isn't it? I mean, David, he was a good guy a lot of the time, and he did worship God, but he also did some pretty bad things. So I reckon we can let the balloon go, Jamie. Whoa! Wow, that was good. Okay, so by the time we get to the start of the New Testament, there's this great sense of anticipation. Who's going to be the Son of God that lives up to the name? Well, then, one day, an angel appears in Mary's bedroom and says to her this. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob," that's the nation of Israel, "forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." So we've got Jesus. We need one more volunteer to blow up the final balloon. Jesus. Tim's going to do it. Now, did you notice there's something quite special about how Jesus is described? He's not just described as the Son of God. He's described by the angel as holy. Now, in the Bible, only God is holy. So that means that as well as being the Son of God, Jesus is God himself. He's God and he's the Son of God. So we can tie a knot in the balloon. That one's going nowhere, right, Tim? Now, because Jesus is so special as the Son of God, it means that we can... Well, really, he's not going to lose that status. The name that he's got is not going to fail. So we can do whatever we like to, the balloon. Now, Tim, what have you got there?
I have a needle here.
Right, children, what normally happens when you put a needle against a balloon? It pops. But what do you think will happen when we put a needle against the Jesus balloon? Genuine needle, ladies and gentlemen. This is high risk stuff this evening. Okay.
Needle, thread, balloon.
Tim, now's your moment. What do we reckon? Is it going to go all the way through? You watching? Watch it. Look at it, children. Isn't it good? Wow. So, when you think Son of God, think... Yeah, thanks, Tim. Think Jesus is special. He's not just the Son of God. He's not just the true Adam. He's not just the true Israel. He's not just the true King. He's God himself. As the Welsh guy said in his poem, when we remember this little guy, we remember he is Son of the Most High. And that's what Christmas is all about. We're going to sing our final carol now. A carol, I guess, about that evening when Jesus was born. I don't know how historically accurate this carol is, but it's got a nice tune, hasn't it? So let's stand and sing Silent Night.